Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona to tell you about the work that she does.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful day today.
Yes, it has.
I got
been.
A lot done. Yeah, I got a lot done. So I'm here to talk about the emotion code therapy. and the difference that it can make in your life. Because much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that have become trapped within us. So the emotion code is a simple and powerful method in finding and releasing these trapped energies that cause havoc in our body. Could cause stiffness, could cause minor aches and pains. Maybe you're going to the doctor and you're not getting any answers about what's wrong with you. It comes down to metaphysical, and the emotion code therapy is a wonderful method in getting to the bottom of what is going on with your body. If you're trapping emotions, it is just a beautiful way of releasing them. I do it myself, on myself, every day. I wake up every morning, and depending on how I'm feeling, I pick up my pendulum, I go to my inner core, and I release whatever it is that I'm feeling from the inside out. And I do feel lighter within minutes of doing the session. I feel light and I feel clean. So we are all like fish swimming in a sea of energy, and energy is everywhere, and all things are made up of energy. So the body reflects on that and it picks up on that. So, and the thing I like about the emotion code is you can do it on any living organism. You can do it on a plant. You can do it on a bug. You can do it on an animal. You can do it on a human. And they all benefit from the process of releasing trapped energies from whatever the subject is. So, with it, you'll start sensing your body's signals of ease and distress, which allow you to make healthy choices for correcting yourself long before a crisis should happen to develop or begin. You'll develop energetic, vibrant mental clarity and emotional balance that you need to set yourself up for an extraordinary life. And you'll get rid of even the tiniest traces of stress from your body and function in the world with a sense of joy, ease, and flow. You'll maintain a strong energetic boundary that influences your environment and protects you from harmful energies, allowing you to receive helpful ones. Did you know that 93% of the population possesses a heart wall? A heart wall is a metaphysical wall that your subconscious mind puts in front of you when you've gone through trauma or been hurt. And 93% of the population possesses a heart wall. So, that's why practitioners like me are out there to give people some relief and let them know that there is a better way of living. So, the bottom line is getting rid of what you've trapped. Now, one thing I like to do, and this has served me very well, I imagine a balloon over my crown chakra. And any bit of negative energy that I feel or have during my day, I send up to God. I say to myself, God, please take my world. And I send the energy up and out. And there have been times when I've had a negative thought, and I've done that, and about a half hour later, I come back to myself thinking, what was I just thinking? I do not remember what the thought was. So the best thing you can do, if you recycle your thoughts and you let things go round and round and round within you, is to hand it up and out. Get rid of it out of your body so that you're not trapping it, so that you're not recycling it over and over again, because with that comes anger and bitterness and resentment, and with that comes illness, and your body's not feeling well and whatever. It's just the number one technique that I have found in helping me through my life is what I'm telling you right here, right now. So, and I do it on myself regularly. So with that, Barbara, did we have any callers today?
Yes, we do. We have two of them, so we
all
will
right.
Start with our caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is Nathaniel.
Hello, ladies. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing better today. I'm feeling better.
Yeah. So what's new in your world?
Well, I've applied for a park ranger assistant, for a state job. And I'm off on disability now, and I think it starts at $27,000 a year, I think, with benefits.
Oh, yeah.
I qualified in the second tier, and which I think the first tier is like veterans and people who fought in military combat and that kind of thing. And I scored 90 on the test. I believe it was 100. So I may have a good chance of, some chance of getting the job anyway, if not a really good chance. So I have some experience. I saw someone else, I think, a few months ago at Sprouts, and I think they were doing the job, and I thought, well, I would have been more qualified than them, but, this is just my first impression. But I thought, well, I should get, that would be a good job. How do I get one of those? And then I think I saw it on the internet, and I reactivated my account, and I applied for about 10 of the different things. So that was my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what are you feeling from your inner core, Nathaniel? Truly, what do you feel from the inside out? Like, are you sad?
Yeah.
Are you frustrated?
It says I saw a thing on the internet saying that, if you don't sleep at night, you could be improving your empathic skills or having some kind of breakthrough. So I haven't slept a few nights, but, I've been on chemo and I really can't sleep on that. But I've been getting over. I canceled my appointment that I had Monday, and then I had one for today, and I told them, I have the thing on the doctor. I'm going to speak with him soon. So they didn't get back to me. So, I'm just trying to, feel groovy every day. So,
yeah.
Try not to get stuck in day-to-day activity and move towards
days.
Positivity. What?
That's what I'm doing these days is I'm getting into people's inner core. What do you feel from the inside out? Right? If you had a word to suggest what you were feeling, what would that word be?
I've been feeling, groovy. And trying to move toward into groovy.
Okay. So what do you feel when you feel about the cancer? What do you feel?
They removed the thing, and, it was in my lymph nodes, so I don't think that, it spread into my lymphatic system, but, they want to make sure, I suppose, but they're in business as well. So I'm trying to move, towards.
Do you feel fear?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, no, just checking. Just asking or whatever. So
Sometimes at night I kind of feel alone, but yeah, it's because I can't sleep sometimes. So sometimes I try to go to bed early, and then I lay there at night and I go, well, I took some melatonin, and I don't want to take too much because I only take like 4 milligrams, and it's mixed in with some valerian and other stuff. And so I could if I took 10 milligrams, but I know that the body makes its own melatonin, so they say not to take it. On a regular basis, so I'm trying to avoid that.
10 a night with a sleeping pill.
Oh well.
I don't sleep with one without the other. I have to have both.
Oh, well, that's more than what I'm trying to do. But they say if you get addicted to the melatonin, your body doesn't make the melatonin. So I'm trying to avoid taking more than 4 milligrams.
Well, I'll tell you, if I get up in the morning and I still feel tired, I'll take another one and I'll go back to bed.
Yeah.
So, and I'll sleep 3 or 4 hours and then I'll be up.
I saw a video last night on YouTube, and it said that, well, you could be empaths are like sometimes they can't sleep at night because they're having an awakening. And, becoming all this cancer and stuff, it's making me a lot more psychic feel other people's vibrations and then feel what my guides are telling me. And
Yeah.
I don't know if you both agree, but if you could sense that.
Yeah. Well, if you're in tune to be that way or whatever, like maybe it is an awakening, an epiphany for you or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So is there anything that I can release from you today?
I remember when I used to do the Kundalini yoga, I'm trying to move that at, you know, and you know, like 3:30, you know, a.m., you know, if I can't sleep or something, I get into it. I used to chant some of the, you know, songs from the Kundalini repertoire.
Yeah.
But any fear or depression, a lot of things from the past, I guess, you know, the betrayals of many friends for many years from the past, that would be my thing, and to get over it today. And I feel pretty good right now, but sometimes I feel alone, kind of, you know, and then I talk to some people and, you know, cheer up, so I feel better, you know. Sometimes I have different, you know, moods and stuff. Where...
Yeah. Okay, let me tap into you. My name is Nathaniel. No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, to infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%, yes. My name Nathaniel? Yes. Okay, can we tap into to Nathaniel's inner core? Yes. Okay, is there any trapped emotions within Nathaniel's inner core that can be released? Yes. Okay, can we bring forward a sterling silver platter? Yes. Okay, can we unload Nathaniel's inner core onto the sterling silver platter? Yes. Humiliation. Insecure. Mad. Hurt. Hateful. Threatened, frustrated, amused, hopeful, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, empty, powerless, ignored, remorseful, detestable, repugnant, skeptical, infuriated, worried, and it's stuck on worried. Frightened, inadequate, worthless, embarrassed, violated, infuriated, eager, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, remorseful, aversion, revulsion, loathing, suspicious, devastated, dismayed, loving, loving. And it's stuck on loving.
I don't know, would that be a good thing? Or
yeah.
Is that, that's a good thing,
good
right?
Thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, I released all that other stuff, and now it's stuck on loving. So it shows me that I've cleaned out your inner core. And it says yes. Okay, can we now take the sterling silver platter back to the beginning of Nathaniel's past life and leave it there? Yes. Rejected. Hurt. Aggressive. Critical. Fulfilled. Liberated. Dismayed. Disillusioned. Perplexed. Astonished. Provocative. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful, open, inspired, isolated, empty, powerless, ignored, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, sarcastic, jealous, alienated, loving. Loving. Okay, have we dropped the silver platter off back at the beginning of Nathaniel's past lives? Yeah. And is it clear? Yes. How do you feel, Nathaniel?
Lighter.
Yeah. Actually, I love this technique. I do it on myself every day. I take how I feel when I get up in the morning and I go into that feeling and I release it onto a platter and I take it back to the beginning of my time and I leave it there. And by the time I'm done 15 minutes later, I can feel the difference in what I just did.
That's great.
Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Nathaniel? Yes. Okay. Okay, the mind of your heart is mad, hateful, mad, hurt, scared, indifferent. Indifference. Indifference, apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, withdrawn, insecure, shocked, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, empty, powerless, ignored, remorseful, aversion, revulsion, loathing, withdrawn, insecure, fulfilled, courageous, fulfilled, liberated, okay, is the mind of Nathaniel's heart happy? Yes. Is it healthy? Yes. Is there anything else I can release from the mind of Nathaniel's heart? No. What about the mind of Nathaniel's gut? Yes. Is it healthy? No. Ridiculed. Worthless. Shocked. Liberated. Liberated. Okay, the mind of Nathaniel's gut, is it healthy? Yes. How do you feel now, Nathaniel?
Better.
I love this. Like I said, it just, it, this pendulum and this chart are very accurate. When it says a word about you, that is what it's finding in you.
I wave goodbye to it when you say it now.
Yeah.
I mean, every time when you say something bad, I go, bye.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, every time it does it on me, it hits it right on to exactly how I feel. So, you know.
Well, the first time I did this a few months back, I was going, wait a minute, I feel different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a weight being lifted off of you.
It's miraculous.
So, and myself, I had so much debris in my body. Now I can feel chunks of lightness going through my body. And I can actually feel in a chakra if there's dark energy in there. Right? It just feels heavy. Right? If there's any heaviness, I release it to lightness. So, okay. Okay, from Nathaniel, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy, filling Nathaniel full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising his internal frequency of his human resonance to that of 7.83 hertz, filling his DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, and topping Nathaniel off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Yes, is Nathaniel's inner core at 963 hertz? Yes. Okay, is Nathaniel at 963 hertz? Yes. How do you feel now?
Balanced.
Good. That's good. So, okay, is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona at 100%? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Shoshona.
You're very, very welcome. Enjoy.
Okay.
So remember that balloon over the top of your crown chakra now. If you do have any negative thoughts or feelings about anything, hand them up to God and say, God, please take my world, right? When you do that, the thought goes into your crown chakra. Okay, just hang on 1 second here. Dropped my pendulum that broke, the chain broke.
Oh, what that means.
I just had to grab another pendulum. So anyhow, yeah, it's hand it up to God. Say, God, please take my world. When you go to sleep, God takes the pendulum and clears it, right, and puts a fresh one there. So the next morning when you wake up, you always have a fresh balloon, not pendulum, balloon over your head, right?
Okay.
So it's just a good way to get rid of negative energy. So.
All right, well, hey.
All righty.
Live in the joy. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. You're very welcome.
So long now. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 541. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Feeling extra fatigued, and I've been... definitely have a lot of anxiety and stress around the doctors and what I'm going to do next and finances and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I haven't decided yet.
I, too, don't sleep well. I mean, I haven't taken melatonin in a while. I haven't tried that lately. But I know what he was saying about the melatonin. I from what I've read, that it's not good for kids to take it, but when we're older, we could use some.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't sleep. I sleep with a sleeping pill and melatonin, 10 milligrams every night, and I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I might need to try it again, because I always either fall asleep and then wake back up, or I get disrupted sleep, or I never get, like, full night sleep, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I love my melatonin.
Try that again.
Anyhow, so what can I do for you tonight?
I don't know. I just feel extra, like, I had moments when I had a little energy on this alkaline diet, but then now I'm just feeling more fatigued, and I'm scared about, like, they want to put me through clinical trials or have me sign up for stuff, and all of the doctors and surgeons and everybody are calling me, and it's not the route that I want to go, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Can't
into your fear. Okay, my name Kat. No, it's my name Shoshona. Yes, my name Kat. Yes, it's my name Shoshona. No, it's my name Kat to infinity and beyond. Yes, it's my name Shoshona. It's my name Shoshona. No, it's my name Kat. Yes. Okay, can we bring forward a sterling silver platter? Yes. Okay, can we tap into Kat's fear? Yes. Humiliation, hurt, frustrated, awe, courageous, fulfilled, confident, ecstatic, eager, awe, dismayed, terrified, worried, insignificant, ridiculed, jealous, enraged, irritated, amused, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, empty, powerless, victimized, ignored, remorseful, detestable, loathing, furious, overwhelmed, perplexed, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, a lot of fear in you, I can feel it.
Yeah,
vulnerable. Empty, inspired, loving, respected, ecstatic, energetic, eager, energetic, loving, loving. Loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, indifference, sensitive, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated, awe. Liberated, energetic, eager, astonished, perplexed, eager, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, hopeful, energetic, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, isolated, empty, vulnerable, loving, respected, ecstatic, liberated, 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 okay, does Kat possess any more fear? Says no. How do you feel, Kat?
Well, a little better.
That's good.
Yeah, I get more stressed when I have to deal with doctors or talk to the doctors, even the naturopath, or I got a speeding ticket like a couple weeks ago and all these things. It's just, whenever it starts piling up, then, you know, I get anxiety and stress.
Yeah. Hurt, hateful, mad, hurt, anxious, startled, vulnerable, empty, apathetic, sensitive, courageous, amused, liberated, awe, dismayed, worried, disrespected, jealous, provoked, withdrawn, apathetic, okay, is Kat in her vortex? No, you're not. Okay, unload Kat's vortex onto the sterling silver platter. Open Kat's vortex wide. Yes. Mad, hateful, hurt, insecure, startled, invulnerable, empty, apathetic, sensitive, respected, terrified, shocked, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, withdrawn, resentful, worried, awe, energetic. Okay, is Kat's vortex open? Yes, how do you feel now?
Better.
That's good.
I have something, I mean, my hormones are, I don't know what's happening with my hormones right now either. And my cycle's been not having one and then having one and then not, but still having symptoms. I'm not sure.
What's happening. Yeah. Okay, is Kat in her vortex? Yes. Okay. Let me see, what else can we do here? Is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of bad luck? Yes. Humiliated, submissive, anxious, startled, open, apathetic, abandoned, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, withdrawn, repugnant, overwhelmed, frightened, shocked, provocative, loving, sensitive, open, apathetic, indifference, 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 apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, irritated, insecure, insignificant, worried, dismayed, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, isolated, abandoned, empty, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, shamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, loathing, infuriated, terrified, loving, loving, sensitive, apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, withdrawn, insecure, terrified, loving. Is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of bad luck? Says no. Is Kat trapped in a prosperity mind prison? Says yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt. Mad. Hurt. Hurt, mad, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt. Insecure, startled, playful, loving, confident, liberated, sensitive, open, inspired, apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, irritated, insecure, frightened, terrified, dismayed, fulfilled, liberated, sensitive, sensitive, hopeful, loving, confident, liberated, awe, shocked, worried, inadequate, devastated, violated, irritated, respected, hopeful, loving, amused, liberated, awe. Okay, is Kat trapped in a prosperity mind prison? No. Is Kat ready to receive abundantly? Yes. How do you feel?
Better.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of bad luck? No. Is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of good luck? No. Okay. Threatened, hurt, hateful, hurt, hateful, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, hateful, insecure, scared, excited. Is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of good luck? Yes and no. Rejected. Mad. Threatened. Hateful. Submissive. Scared. Excited. Inspired. Playful. Courageous. Amused. Eager. Disillusioned, shocked, overwhelmed, inadequate, alienated, jealous, hostile, confident, hopeful, playful, open, inspired, abandoned, victimized, remorseful, detestable, sarcastic, infuriated, ridiculed, frightened. Loving. Is Kat stuck in an endless spiral of good luck? Yes, now you are. I did that on myself. Same question.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Can't get any more speeding tickets. I've had quite a few in this town. I wasn't trying to speed. Wasn't trying.
Yeah.
It's a little town, a speed trap. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how you feeling?
More
feel lighter?
Relaxed. Yeah.
Do you feel lighter?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So
thank you.
Pay attention to how your luck is going, how it has been going, to how it's going now. Right?
Yes. Thank you.
So, anyhow.
Okay.
All right, let me tap out of you here. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%. Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay, thank you so much.
All the best to you.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You there, Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here. And we are done.
All right, well, we might as well cut it off early. Unless you want me to work on you for 10 minutes.
No, I feel good.
All right. So, yeah, we might as well cut it off early. So if anybody wants to reach me, they can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. You can messenger me at Shoshona Pelche. So that's Shoshona, S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A, Pelletier, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Well, great. Well, we will be back next week then.
All righty. You have a great week, Barbara. Thanks for
you
being
too.
With me.
Sure.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.